Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Tonight's recap is of Nurse Jackie, Season 1, Episode 12. Missed the recap in there, folks. Hopefully you guys didn't miss me too much, if anyone's listening to this. Anyway, tonight's episode, we sort of see the outcome of Episode 11, which was when Eddie found out about Jackie's secret double life. And so in this one, we see Eddie start to get to know her husband and... You know, it's kind of pathetic in a way because Kevin is such a loving husband and he has no idea. I can't decide which guy's got it worse. Is it Kevin with the ring he can't afford, with the blissfully happy feeling that he's got this wife who's just the greatest wife in the world? You know, he sort of is in his ignorant little bubble. Or Eddie, who's had his heart absolutely crushed, but at least knows the truth now and can move on from Jackie. So it's sort of interesting to see. I can't decide which guy, you know, I feel worse for. In this episode, I'm going to go with Eddie just because he had a drunken meltdown, which led to a pretty ugly confrontation at the hospital with Jackie, where he let her know that he knew everything, which of course led our boy, I really can't call her our heroine this week. I'll say our protagonist to sort of induce a little bit of a drug coma there at the end for herself by taking about three doses of what looked like morphine, which she drank straight from the bottle, which I can't imagine tastes good or is good for your system. In other news, speaking of drug comas, Victor Garber, the fantastic Victor Garber, is out of his coma, it appears, though it's not looking good for his memory right now because he's the once snooty critic now apparently thinks movies like Showgirls are the best. But prior to his waking up, we got more Zoe sort of gnashing her teeth and sort of, you know, self-inflicting punishment by wearing ugly gray scrubs as she sort of proceeds through the episode. Not a lot else happened of note. Miss Acolytis has sort of slipped back to one-note chicanery or cartoonish sort of figure. I don't believe that she would have just called the nurse's stand and then tolerated it for that long. I feel like she would have called someone else for help right away to get unstuck under the elevator, which was pretty much the entirety of her plot this week. The other thing that did happen of note was Eleanor, the British doctor, was flying her very sick mother over, and it was important that Jackie be there for her in this instance because she needed Jackie to sign the woman in as a Jane Doe so that she could go through the pretense of treating her without there being a paper record that she treated her own mother, which of course would be an ethical violation for a doctor. And it's funny because we've seen Eleanor sort of be this completely strong, flip character almost all season. And we kind of take it for granted that she's like stronger than anything and can take anything that comes her way. But then we see in this episode just how desperately she does need a good friend and how deeply Jackie fails her on that front. And that's pretty sad, too, because I think of all the people at the hospital, Eleanor was the one who saw Jackie most clearly and accepted her for all her flaws, which I think you can't say about any other character on this show since they all have this idealized notion of who Jackie is. But I think Eleanor got closest to her of anybody in terms of really knowing what Jackie was all about. And it was really disappointing and sad to see Jackie just completely bail on her friend when she needed her most. So definitely we're almost hopefully towards the bottom of the barrel for Jackie here. I'm not quite sure. I think this may have been the season finale. I hope not. But that's sort of where we leave things. Jackie sort of passed out on the floor, confronted by this one life that she's made for herself, this perfect, you know, 2.5 kids, white picket fence, great husband, suburban lifestyle, or urban lifestyle in this case, or this sort of hectic hospital-based world that she dwells in. So, good show. I give it an A+. Very enjoyable episode. Very sad also at the end. Can't wait to see what happens next season. That's all for the Nurse Jackie recaps. Hope you guys enjoyed this season. Bye.